Shumos Perek Ches Mishnah Yud 8:10. This is a straight follow-up of the previous Mishnah. Here, very similar case. You have a container not of wine but of oil, and the container is now broken, and the oil is now getting sucked into the ground. It's seeping into the ground, and it's truma oil that's tahor. And the question is, do you have to act to save it from getting lost into the earth as it gets absorbed? And when the only way you could save it is by using something that is tameh, a tameh utensil. So it's very similar, and the setup is exactly the same, and the psak is exactly the same. V'chein, the same applies. Chavish shel shemen shenif shenishpacha. You have a container of oil that splashes, and now the truma oil is getting absorbed into the ground. Mod Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, they both agree. Shim yachul lahatzel meno revias betahara, yatzel. If there's even one revias worth of oil that could be saved, if you were to run as fast as you could and get yourself a tahor container and run back again, then you're obligated to do so because the Torah requires you to protect truma. So you have to go and save this truma. Now the difference here, of course, is that there's no tuma in the equation. Here we're saving the truma oil from being lost just because it gets sucked into the earth, as opposed to becoming tame like it was in the previous mission regarding wine. The difference, of course, is when it comes to wine, when it's tummy, not much you can do with it. When it comes to oil, even if it's tummy, you could burn it. And therefore, we're not letting the oil be collected into a lower container, let's say. Instead, it's being sucked into the earth. It's just getting lost. So again, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is going to be explicit in this Mishnah. We're not going to talk about Rabbi Yeshua till the next Mishnah. But here, Rabbi Eliezer holds exact same. The Imlav, he holds, if there's not even one revius to be saved, if you run, make a run for it, so then do nothing. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tered v'sibbala, let the oil simply go down and be absorbed into the earth, va'al yivla'ena biyadav, and don't act directly to save the oil if it would mean being matama the oil, because one is forbidden from being matama the oil, so, you know, there's nothing you can do, the oil will get absorbed into the ground, and nothing you should do. And that is, again, Rabbi Lezer Shita, consistent with the previous Mishnah, and now in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we will see Rabbi Yeshua Shita.